This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Cambodia on Friday began inoculating children as young as 6 against coronavirus, even though the World Health Organization has yet to approve a vaccine for the under 12s. The Southeast Asian country has won praise for its swift vaccination program, which has seen more than 98% of the adult population receive at least one dose, according to its health ministry. The latest phase of the drive began with the grandchildren of Cambodia's prime minister and other officials receiving a Sinovac shot in front of reporters. Cambodia plans to give children aged 6 to 12 two shots of the Chinese-made vaccine with a third booster dose later. Sinovac has been approved for adult use in more than 50 countries, and China has cleared it for use in children, but health experts are not sure about the advisability of vaccinating younger children. The World Health Organization has urged countries to hold off jabbing those under 12. Singapore, which has one of the world's highest COVID-19 vaccination rates, is seeing encouraging signs that the number of severe cases is not rising at the same pace as new infections, a senior health official said on Friday. The health ministry says the country reported 910 new coronavirus cases on Thursday, but the number of people in serious condition remains low, however, with just 12 in intensive care units from a total of 837 people hospitalized. A week ago, there were 7 ICU patients. About 82% of its 5.7 million population has been fully vaccinated. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A trial of Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi on corruption charges is set to begin on October 1st, a member of her legal team said Friday. Suu Kyi, whose elected government was overthrown by an army takeover in February, is currently being tried on other charges by the special court. In the ongoing trial, she faces charges of sedition, 2 counts of flouting COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, illegally importing walkie-talkies that were for her bodyguard's use, and the unlicensed use of the radios. Suu Kyi's supporters, as well as independent analysts, say all the charges against her are politically motivated and an attempt to discredit her and legitimize the military seizure of power while keeping her from returning to politics. Her lawyers deny any wrongdoing. The army takeover was met with massive popular resistance, which is continuing despite harsh measures by security forces to quash it. Lebanon's new government raised gasoline prices on Friday, cutting a subsidy the prime minister has said is unaffordable as he advances plans to address a devastating financial collapse. The government also signed a new contract to carry out a forensic audit of the central bank, a step sought by donors who want to see Beirut enact reforms to unlock badly needed aid. The new government, which took office a week ago, has promised actions to address the crisis, including talks with the International Monetary Fund and start reforms. An IMF spokesman said on Thursday there had been courtesy calls with members of the new government and the fund stood ready to engage in the period ahead. Talks between the previous government and the IMF broke down last year. The World Bank says Lebanon's economic collapse is one of the worst on record. The currency has slumped more than 90% since 2019. More than 3/4 of the population have been driven into poverty. The banking system is paralyzed, and a hard currency crunch has led to shortages of vital imports, including fuel. And Somalia's regional leaders on Friday appealed to the president and prime minister to end their damaging feud, warning of the risk of political instability in the Horn of Africa nation. The row escalated sharply on Thursday when President Mohamed Abdulhali Mohamed suspended the executive powers of Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble, a move swiftly rejected by the premier as unlawful. The two men have been at odds over top security appointments in a dispute that threatens to imperil repeatedly delayed elections and distract from efforts to confront a long-running Islamist insurgency. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.